Our next storyteller, Emily, is over there. And I hear she has a couple of special guests who have traveled all the way from Illinois to be here to hear the story, because she has actually never shared this story before. Well, maybe she, I don't know. So please welcome Emily.
I told my friend Laura earlier that if I was a little nervous, I would just leg kick, and that would make me feel silly and get you all laughing at me, because you're going to do that throughout this story. My story begins in the summer of 2009, when this boy, Corey Turner, called me and told me he was coming to Alaska. And before I get any further, first I should ask, does anybody in this room know Corey Turner? Because I have to use... that's my ex-boyfriend. I have to use Corey's first and last name, because even rolling off my tongue, it just sounds perfect. Because Corey is perfect in every way. We had worked together in the summer of 08 on a political campaign up here, and I was just completely in love with Corey. And the other thing you need to know about Corey Turner is that he is so wildly out of my league. I just can't even explain it. He, like, if every cast member from Ocean's 11 was one person, it would be Corey. And they grew up in Montana. So Corey told me he was coming up to Alaska, and so I decided that I needed to take him on a road trip. And we would go down to Homer, where we would stop in the Kenai and catch a fish, and we'd cook this fish on the spit, and it would be so romantic. And, like, there would be waves crashing and otters everywhere, and... Like, all of a sudden, like, Bruce Springsteen's Thunder Road would start playing, and we would fall madly in love on the Homer spit, and it was going to be great. And so this road trip started out kind of like that. I'm playing, like, the perfect mix of, like, the New Pornographers and Bruce Springsteen and Lil Wayne, which doesn't make any sense, but it did. And so it's going really well. And especially since I don't know if anybody's worked on a political campaign, but your most disgusting self comes out. I mean, I was like eating boxes of donuts for breakfast and like washing it down with 12 beers. And I had since the campaign found a gym. And so I was like, went from being probably like bear hugging 200 pounds to being like just a little bit chubby. And so I was thinking like, this is my moment with Corey. And so then... We get to the Kenai River, and it was dip netting season. And so how many people in this audience have dip netted? Okay. You probably learned about it from other people and not Google, which I did not do that. I Googled it, and it seemed really easy. Like, you just dipped a net in the water, and fish just jumped into it. And that's not what happens. So I had no waders. I didn't have shoes. I was wearing sandals like this. And Corey's not a resident, so I was the one who had to go in and catch the fish for our magic on the Homer spit. And so I go to the car, I find rain gear, and I put on this rain gear, and like all of these other dip netters are looking at me like I'm a psychopath as I'm like walking in there all confident. And then as I like put my feet in, I turn around and realize I need to chug two Bud Lights before I do this, just to get a warm layer on. And again, laugh at me, please. So I do that, and I go in the water, and I'm standing there freezing for 30 minutes in rain gear, chest deep in water, holding a giant net, fighting these currents, not catching any fish. And all of a sudden, I have to go to the bathroom. And I turn around, and Corey's sitting there, you know, being all dreamy and drinking beer and having fun. And I'm like, I need to catch this salmon. I'm already soaking wet. I'm just going to go. And so so I go, and I stand out there for 30 more minutes, you know. And I imagine that by this time, it would have all floated in there with the fish pee, and everything would be fine. And again, like everything in my life, that's not what happened. Because I get out, and I, after about an hour and a half of standing chest deep in the Alaska Ocean, I get out and I pull off my rain jacket, and I realize that I'm not actually that wet. And then I start pulling off my rain pants, and I'm literally completely dry except for two... Bud Lights. Except for two Bud Lights of beer right here. And I'm standing in front of this boy that I'm so completely and unrequited love with, and he just is staring at me like I can't even explain. And so, needless to say, that changed the dynamics of our trip. It was more of like a... So Corey was actually really great, though. He was just laughing and laughing at me. Like, and I was laughing and kind of crying in one of those weird ways. And so he is a problem solver because he's a lot of a better person than I am. And so we see a public shower, and so we stop there. And you thought this story wasn't going to get any better. I shower, and I open my backpack, and the only other thing I have to wear is hot pink smart wool long underwear. And again, we're only in Kenai. That was fine? Okay. We're only in Kenai, and so I just say, whatever, this is my life, apparently. Funny joke, everybody. So I put on the hot pink long underwear and just decide to go for it. And so the second we get to Homer, I don't have any salmon. So instead, the second best choice, the Salty Dog Saloon. thank you. I was just there this weekend. It was really fun. And so we go to the Salty Dog, and instead of my normal way of trying to resurrect this trip, which would be for both of us just to get a little bit drunk to the point where we're willing to make mistakes, I just blew past that at the Salty Dog and ended up in my hot pink long underwear, screaming Born to Run instead of Thunder Road even, the wrong Bruce Springsteen song, at the top of my lungs in the Salty Dog Saloon. And really this whole story comes to light for me, and that if you go to the Salty Dog Saloon, there's still a dollar on the wall that Corey wrote saying that this was one of his favorite road trips ever and one of the best weekends of his life. And it actually says, like, Corey plus Emily, pee pants, dip, like, it just, like, dip netting. And it's at the end of the bar over there's three little life savers there, and it's over the third one. And so if you go to the Salty Dog, you can still see this dollar. And really, this whole road trip, looking back on it, I mean, I never had a chance with Corey, but I think that it's so much better that we have all of these fantastic memories. And, you know, every time I talk to him, we laugh and laugh about this. And so that is way better than any sort of fleeting romantic night on the Homer Spit with Bruce Springsteen playing, kind of, I think. So, I think.